Wednesday, January the 15th, Brachot Daf Yud Beit. Okay, so got to Yud Aleph Amud Beit, right? And we were discussing that the skun, the mimuneh, the assistant Kohen Gadol would tell the people in the morning, make one bracha. So the Gemara said that's Yotzer Or. And then Gemara said, well, he didn't say it was Yotzer Or, we just can infer it was Yotzer Or. So that's where we got up to. So let's start. Love and pay, Rishitmar, four lines from the bottom. Elamichlal Litmar. Okay, we're now, okay, three lines from the bottom. Damar Ravzeri Kamar Ravami and Rishim Ben Lakish. Zodomer, Brachot Ein Machbot Zuetzu. So that's where we started. We learn from this idea that they said only one bracha, that brachot are not ma'akev. If you say Yotzer Morot and not Ohev Amo Yisrael, you're Yotzer. By the way, in Nusach Ashkenaz, it does go from Avat Olam to Ava Rabba. In Mariv, in Nusach Ashkenaz, we were discussing last night. Right, it's Ava Rabba in the morning and Avat Olam in the night. In other words, in Nusach Sfarad, it's always Avat Olam. Both, right, I think? Who knows? We just say it every day. Okay. Okay. So anyways, okay. So how do you know that? How does this prove brachot ein machbot zuetzu? How does the fact that said brachot ein machbot zuetzu prove it was yotzer hamorot? It's from his statement, brachot ein machbot zuetzu, that we know it's yotzer hamorot. How? Iyamart bishlama, second last line, if you want to say it's yotzer bishlama, it makes sense. Havi Omer, Havi Amri, Hainid Brachot, Ein Machbot Zuetzu. They said Yotzer Or, and they didn't say Havocher Ramo Yisrael B'Yava. So you see, one bracha is enough. The Kohen just said, say one bracha. Dekalu Amri Avarabba. Ella, top of Yud Beit. Ella Iyamart Havarabba, Havi Amri. If you're going to tell me they didn't say Havarabba, so my Brachot Ein Machbot Zuetzu, I can't prove from here that Brachot don't... One doesn't prevent the other. Why? Dilma hai de lo amri yotzer mishum de lo mat de zman yotzer. Maybe it's because it wasn't morning yet. They used to daven too early. The Gemara says, we sort of alluded to this, that the people who said Kriyat Shema with the Kohanim in the morning had to say it over, like we do Friday night in the winter. And we say it too early. They also said it too early. So maybe brachot are machbot zuetzu, and they would have to say yotzer or later. But right now, they said, because they couldn't say Yotzer Or. So it is important that if he said it directly, maybe I can't prove from that. I can prove from that, from Yotzer HaMorot, that he said Yotzer HaMorot, Brachot Ein Machbot Zuetzu. B'chimata Zman Yotzer Or HaVayamri. So the Gemara says, V'miklal Amai. So what? Who cares if I derive it, he said it directly, or he said it from a principle? It's true either way. It's Yotzer Or. So he says, no. Dimach bichlala, because if he didn't say it, he just said, brachu bracha achad, I could learn, la'olam ahava rabba, the bracha is ahava rabba, havei amrei. Bechi mateis man yotzer, havei amrei, they would say it. Umay brachot ein machvot zuetzu, he's not talking about... it could be what's brachot ein machbot zuetzu? Zer omer seder habrachot. You don't say the brachot in order. We say yotzer morot first. Now, maybe he said brachot machbot zuetzu. The Gemara wants to say that proves it had to be yotzer. Or says no, maybe it doesn't prove it had to be yotzer. Maybe it was avarabba. So what does it mean brachot ein machbot zuetzu? Doesn't mean that one doesn't depend there. The order doesn't depend. You have this exact same machloken in the Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara is later on say brachot emtsiot ein machbot zuetzu atachon ein refeinu. So what does that mean? That means if you skip one, you can say you don't remember all 13 brachot. You only remember 12 of the 13. So they're not makaves. Or you say no, they are makave on another. Just the order is not makave. The Gemara has an order. There's a reason we say in an order, but maybe that doesn't count. So in other words, the Gemara has no proof for what bracha they said in the morning. They only said one. The brachot. Okay, then the Gemara continues. V'korin esarot hadibrot. Shema, this is the davening in the Beit HaMikdash. This is like the original davening we had for Shachrit. A little bit different than that. They didn't have Birchat HaShachar. That will come later on in the Masechet. They didn't have, you know, Pesuket HaZimra. V'korin esarot hadibrot. Shema vayam shemo vayomer. Emet v'yatzi v'avodah. U'birchat Kohanim. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Apikvuli, they did that in the temple. So we want to do it outside the temple. Bikshu Likrot Kain. They wanted to follow the same pattern. Ela Shekvar Bitnu Mishnei Taroman Haminim. So this is, they didn't allow the saying of the Aseret Hadibrot because of the heretics. Because what was the heretics say? The only important part of the Torah, like Jews today say, this is not in the Ten Commandments, it's not that important. You hear that all the time. So they had to get rid of saying Aseret Hadibrot. The Rambam, of course, extends this, that it's forbidden to stand for the Aseret Hadibrot, because it makes the Aseret Hadibrot look more important. Now, on a certain level, of course they're more important. They are on a certain level. But the fear that people will say they're so important, the other thing isn't important, they don't allow us to say it, and according to Rambam, you can't stand. Tanya Namihachi, we learned a similar idea. Rav Natan Omer Bikvulin, outside the temple, Bikshu Likrot Kain, they wanted to read a Aseret Hadibrot. Ela Shekvar Bitlum, the rabbis said no. Mivnei Taroman Haminim. Rabbi Bar Chana Savar Lemukva Besur, it's interesting, the popularity, where over and over again, in every generation, people want the Ten Commandments. So what do we do most? It's not here. Like I always look at the Aseret Hadibrot, and I always remind myself, this is one of the few shuls that doesn't have the Aseret Hadibrot. I think in most shuls, right, they have on the Aron Kodesh, the Aseret Hadibrot. That's what they do. Because that's what God spoke at Har Sinai. That's the original revelation. Anyways, Rabbi Baruch Hanna Savar Lemikvah Besura, we're talking now hundreds of years later, after the destruction of the temple, wanted to do Aseret Hadibrot. Amar Le Rav Chista, Rav Chista said, Kvar Bitlu Mipnei Taron Aminim. Ameimar, he's later, Savar Lemikvah Benaharda, they tried in Surah, in the Harda, the different yeshivot. Amar Le Rav Ashi, Kvar Bitlu Mipnei Taron Aminim. You see, for hundreds of years, people are trying to get the Ten Commandments. Is it printed in the back of the Siddur usually? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So it's interesting. Maybe some don't have it because they're afraid. It's also Taron Aminim. But like more others, if you put it in the back of the Siddur, I don't know. Does Art Scroll print the Aseret Hadibrot at the back of Shrukkah? I don't know. Somebody can check. They print, you know, all the stuff in the back that nobody says. Say Shkirot, the Man, you know, all the things. I mean, listen, it's davening has gotten too long. That's the honest truth. Davening used to be a lot shorter. People don't have time to. I mean, I don't know what to say, but you know, they Rosh Hashanah, they have all the piyutim. They're davening over time. Every generation. They didn't have Tefillah L'Shalom HaMedina before 1948. So that's an extra 5 minutes. Tefillah L'Shalom HaMedina. So yeah, everything adds. Okay. They used to read the Torah every 3 years. So you know, now we read it every year. Okay. Anyways. Okay, Uba Shabbat Mosim Bracha Achat Lemishmar Hayotzei. And on Shabbos they would add one bracha for the Mishmar, we said, would leave in the afternoon. The old Mishmar would do the Korban like Tamid in the morning, and the new Mishmar would do the Korban Tamid in the afternoon. My bracha achat, what's this bracha? And Tosfot is bothered by it because it doesn't sound like a real bracha. Amar Rav Chelvo, Mishmar Hayotzei, Amar Lemishmar Hanichnas. The people leaving, say the ones coming in, very nice, like you say at a wedding. The one who whose name dwelled in this house, he should make dwell between you, peace and love and friendship, etc. There shouldn't be any fights. The Bein HaMikdash is the place of peace. So like I said, it's not exactly a bracha. It means a bracha like a Hasidic Rebbe giving a bracha without shame. But it's interesting that the Mishnah considered it their berku bracha achat. That sounds like it's a real bracha. So Tosfot doesn't have an answer. I don't, or does he have an answer? I think not, but now I don't remember. But it's easy to make 100 brachot a day. You dab in 3 times a day, you're up to 75. Shimon Esrei, Birchat Hashachar, it's not hard to make 100 brachot a day, is easy. But yeah, it's interesting. I just thought that this week in chat, I had a whole discussion about this in one of my classes, the idea of making 100 brachot a day. Many of the kids, they make the 0, 0, they forget the 1. Okay, all right. Pshita. Hey, okay, so now the Gemara has an interesting discussion. Interesting, I don't know. Hecha dekan nakid. Have you ever done this? Ever made the wrong bracha on the food and you remember in the middle? Of course. So that's our discussion. Hecha dekan nakid kise dechamra. A person takes a glass of wine, biyade, because sabar de shikri, he thinks it's beer or whatever, he thinks it's a shahako. Upatach umavarach adatai de shikra. So he has in mind to make a shahako. And then as he's in the middle of making the bracha, he remembered it's wine. V'siyim b'dechamra. So it's very interesting. Who cares? In other words, who cares? Who cares what he thinks? Who cares what he thinks? In other words, the Gemara, probably because in the entire notion of tefillah and brachot is all here. The words are just an expression of what we think. What is tefillah? Avodah shebalev. Words are not tefillah. That's how the Rav has the famous thing, like, you know, the kima mitzvah and the maaseh mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to say words in the siddur. The mitzvah is to worship God with our heart. The mechanism for worshiping God with our heart by saying words. You see that, because otherwise we couldn't care less. Like if there even poskim would say, let's say, a $20 bill drops out of your pocket and you don't even know it, maybe you fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah, even though you didn't know you gave tzedakah. This is an interesting idea. In other words, we don't care what a person thinks. We don't care what he thinks when he hears the shofar, when he sits in the sukkah. He does the mitzvah. Who cares? So I could say the same thing. Who cares? He made the bracha. But you see, the Gemara, they do care. Because it's not saying the bracha. It's acknowledging that God is the master of the world and gave us the food. So then we want you to think the right bracha. Otherwise, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. But anyways, he did say the right bracha and the wrong. The Gemara says you are yotzei. Not because we don't care what he thinks, for a different reason. Because even had he made a mistake, even if on the wine he says shakol ni'aviro, you fulfill the bracha. Shakol covers everything. As you know, if you make a more generic bracha, it includes the particular. If you make on a cucumber, borei pre'eitz, you don't fulfill, because you're making from the particular to the general. But the hatsanan, because we learned, al kulan, on any food, imamar shakol ni'aviro yatsa. So what's the Gemara's question? You pick up a cup of beer via day. And you think the beer is wine. So you are going to make borei pri hagafen. Now, if you finish borei pri hagafen on the beer, you have to remake the bracha. You don't fulfill the obligation. But he remembered, upari chadata dechamra. He said, he thought he's making borei pri hagafen, but he caught himself. He remembered at the end to say shakol. So the Gemara says, "My, batar ikar brachas lina." Do we go by the what's the ikar bracha? So it's interesting. The main part of the bracha, what he thought at the beginning. So it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't say. Presumably, he caught himself. Yeah, after that's the question. It doesn't make a difference if it's baruch atah. It had to presumably it's after baruch atah Hashem. If he says baruch, presumably that wouldn't matter. But the Gemara doesn't really say at what point. But he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, with the intention of that it's, he thinks it's wine, but he finishes with a shahakol.
So there's no problem. You realize it was shahakol.
That's what I just said. The Gemara is not so sure. The Gemara, the chiddush to me of this whole Gemara is that what you think has an impact on
the bracha. He corrected his thought.
But when he said God's name, he had the wrong thought on the bracha. That's what the Gemara is asking. That's what you see from the Gemara. You would have asked me, I would have said, who cares? He made the right bracha. He said the right words. He said the right bracha. Who cares what he was thinking? He wants to thank God. I mean, he's making a bracha. But the Gemara is not sure. And the Gemara is going to not be sure. So, but that's the question. Baikar Ikar bracha, which I presume is the name of God. It's the Ikar bracha. Oh, I said, okay, I forget. Okay, good, right, that's okay. It's Elkeinu Melech Haolam, that's the Ikar Bracha, and he had the wrong thoughts. Otilma Batar Chatima, you go by how he finished. So Tashma, what does this have to do with anything we're discussing? So now we're going to bring in Yotzer Or and Ava Rabba. You made a mistake, you had the wrong mind. Otherwise, what does that have to do with our discussion? Tashma, come in here. You know, I didn't shine so slime. In the Bavli, it says Tashma, in the Yerushalmi, I never learned Yerushalmi, Tachazi. Tashma is come in here, and Tachazi is come and see. In Israel, you see things. In Chutz Laaretz, you hear things. All right.
So also Zohar.
Zohar. I don't know from the Zohar. I only, okay. I don't know from the Yerushalmi either, but I know from Adin Steinsaltz. Okay. Tashma. Shachrit patach biyotzer or. B'siim b'mariv arvim. He's at the 620, he's at the mariv shachrit minyan that we discussed. The 620 minyan. So he got confused. He starts saying Yotzer, or and he still thinks he's at Mari, Vesim B'Mari V'Arvim. Lo Yatsa, that's no good. Patach B'Mari V'Arvim. he starts saying Mariv Aravim. Do you remember he's davening Shachrit? V'seim biyotzer or yatsa. So that implies the and key part is the ending. That's what it sounds like. Aravit. Now he's davening Mariv. So same idea. Patach b'Mariv Aravim v'seim biyotzer lo yatsa. He finished with the wrong conclusion, the daytime conclusion at night. Patach biyotzer or, which is the wrong beginning. So, okay, at what point does he realize, right, it's a very different bracha, but we know halachically what counts of the bracha is the Baruchat Hashem. Like, let's say on Yontif, you forget to say Atah Bechartanu Mikol Hamim, or something. I'm not sure how far you extend it, but if you make the break bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, that can cover a lot of stuff. If you make the bracha Mekadesh HaShabbat, you're not Yotzei. Right. Right, it is on thoughts. Which Rashi are you referring to? Patach biyotzer or. Yeah, klomar adata delema yotzer or. B'sim, kishamar melech olam. Now, yotzer or of orechosha chose shalom of reyata kobrachat Hashem. The question is, you mean at the first melech olam? Like right at the beginning, within five words. That's interesting. You got three words wrong. I mean, it's a little bit of a scary Gemara because the guy's thinking, why? Half the time, we're not thinking about anything. We say the words. Like at least this guy's thinking about something. Anyways.
Also, it's interesting because when we talked about earlier with Shema, where the Gemara even, like, seeds to the fact that, like, Stam, most of the time, like, it's only when you're, like, totally occupied the mitzvah that you're ever exempt. But, like, I thought there was that implicit acknowledgement that usually your mind is wandering with Shema Stamazah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a general question. How much kavanah do you need in a mitzvah? But in general, davening is different. In other words, you need more kavanah by davening. Because again, davening is... I don't need kavanah when I eat matzah, necessarily. Not debate, the right to the rabbanan. But there's less reason to require kavanah when I shake a lulav. Who cares? I shook the lulav. But when I daven, I need to have some type of kavana that I know that I'm davening. Otherwise, I'm not doing anything. If you don't know your... There are two types of kavana. And there's that's what we mentioned yesterday. The first bracha, Magen Avraham, you have to have kavana that you're standing before God. Otherwise, you're not Yotzei. You're not Yotzei. The other... whatever. So we, b'diavad, say, no, don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, even if your mind was wandering, because you won't have kavana the next time either. I know it's hard. It's hard. Davening is a really hard mitzvah. I don't have to tell you. Everybody knows it's hard. It's hard to daven. And the truth matters. Maybe we'd be. I don't know. I can't say such a thing. But the din d'oraita is you daven once a day, and according to the Ramban, you daven only when you feel like it. Basically, only when you have a need. If everything is nice and you don't feel a particular need to daven, the Ramban says you don't have to daven. Rambam says it's a great chesed, God. That so we don't do that rabbinically, but I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to expect people to have kavana three times a day is very, very difficult. On the other hand, if we didn't daven all day, we couldn't have kavana on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and special ones. I think everybody who davens on a regular basis, while it may be hard and sort of we go through the motions, there are other times where the davening is inspiring. I talk for myself on occasion. It's inspiring. And sometimes on a Shabbos, if you have a great bat tefillah, that makes a big difference, and whatever. So it can be very inspiring. But if you don't have that practice all year, the boring parts won't be. So I don't know. It's hard.
So Rashi says the word krumah, that means not the shot of the words. But Rashi has the word krumah. It's always krumah.
Okay.
Because it's not the pshat of the meaning. Because as you explained, the pshat is that he actually said it. Rashi says not. He actually said it. He had it in mind. That's why he had the word come up.
Okay. Okay. So now, we're about just before they get wide on Yud Beit Amud Aleph. About two lines before they get wide. Lo yetzah. Okay. Patach. So where are we now? Arvit. Patach marvi arvim si viyotzer lo yetzah. Patach viyotzer visi marvi arvim yetzah. Klolo shel davar. What do you see from this? As we pointed out, hakol alech achar hachatum. It all goes by how you. As long as you said that last bracha correctly, nothing else matters. So the Gemara says no. Shani hatam dekamar baruch yotzer hamorot. Because there's a second baruch, exactly. The second baruch at Hashem Yotzer HaMorot. So even if at the beginning of Yotzer Or, you had Mariv HaRaviv in mind, you finished with a proper bracha and a proper intent. That's what I was sort of alluding. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. You finished it properly. You made mistakes in the middle. Not so terrible. So the Gemara says, well, hanicha l'rav, this only makes sense according to Rav. What does Rav say? Damar ko bracha she'ein b'haskarat Hashem, eina bracha. Right? Any bracha that doesn't have God's name in it is not a bracha. But l'Rav Yochanan, damar ko bracha she'ein b'malchut. According to Rav Yochanan, a bracha has to say melech olam. And we don't say brachat Hashem melech olam yotzer marat. We just say brachat Hashem. Now, when we say hamotzi, brachat Hashem alokeinu melech olam, shem umachut. You know, you say a bracha with shem umachut. But sometimes we say a bracha not with shem umachut, brachat Hashem yotzer marat. So if without melech, it's not a real bracha, it's like a half a bracha. I don't need a real bracha. Because I said, Brachat Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Yotzer Or, Vorechoshe Chosesh Shalom Re'edgo. That's the real bracha. And then we add Hamir Laretz, blah, 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 blah. We say the whole thing. And then at the end, we have a quasi bracha, Yotzer Marot. So then I can't say I ended with a bracha. It wouldn't work, right? So that's what we were talking about yesterday. You have to say Gol El Or Uvorei Choshech. We have to say the night and the day. When we daven at day, it's a unit. The time of day is a unit. So even though we focus on night, we mention day, and even though we focus on day, we mention night. So since you do that in the opening bracha, it's okay. This is it. That so I can't. I don't know anything about wine and beer. Because wine and beer, the discussion is, if he picks up a glass of beer and he thinks it's wine and he has in mind to make Bori Pri Hagafen and he clutches himself, says Shakol, maybe it's not good. Maybe we go by his thought of Bori Pri Hagafen, which wouldn't be good on wine. So you can't bring a proof from Yotzer HaMorot. That's, maybe we can. The Gemara isn't sure. In other words, you're right. That's very often the case. When the Gemara says no, the Gemara is not disproving it. It says you don't have a proof one way or another. Tashma, misepa, klalo shel davar hakolel hachar hachatum. So the fact that we said the halach and then we added it in principle, hakolel hachar hachatum, so that should say even without shemu malchut, it shouldn't matter why. Klalo shel davar latuye, my lab latuye haidamran. Doesn't it come to accept this case with the wine and the beer? So lo, latuye nahama. Vitamre. What is that? What does that mean? To include naham bread and dates. Mizonot, and I think it's mizonot they're saying here. And dates. Heichi dami. So what's that mean? Ile madachal nahama. The guy ate bread or mizonot. Because sabar the tamre achal. He thought he's going to eat dates. Upatach adaitei the tamre. Oh, he starts with Borei Pri Ha'etz, V'siyem bin the Hama, and then he finishes with Borei Ne Mizonot. It should be, but I think Rashi says it's Mizonot.
He says it's a bracha from actually. It's spelled Pri Ha'etz, and instead you say
Rechata
Mizonot.
Where's the Hainu Ba? Where? Hold on. Birchat Hamazon, you're saying it is. Does Rashi say Birchat Hamazon? So is that Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, or is that?
Well, he says Al Ha'etz Val Pri Ha'etz on top. So I presume.
You assume. Okay. Okay.
See how it plays out.
All right. Hainu, Hainu Ba'in. Yeah. So that. Hold on. Now I forget what this means. I'm sorry. What the Habrachat Atumim Al Yisrael creates? Ain't no lele Brachat Alechem. Viva Hapash the Kol Alechachatum Brachat Havayadin Lechemer B'Shikra.
I knew by him. That's the same as our case. He said,
right.
If by Nahama.
And yeah.
That's the same. That would prove our case.
That would prove our case because who cares as long as you finish with the right thing. Lo Tzricha Kugan Deachal Chal Tamre. He ate dates because Savar Nahama Achal and he thought he was eating bread. Upatach bin Nahama. Mizonot, which includes a borei mimein mizonot b'di'eved your yotzei and al brachot, because all food is mizon, even lechem.
Yeah.
Even in other words, if you mistakenly make a mizonot on bread, your b'dievad are yotze, because it's mazon. We know that by shahako, but you have that by every food is mizanot. We supposed to make it only on the 5 grain, but if you did, you're yotze. Asim b'tamre, and then you finish bore pre. Hold on, ha eight yatsa. Dafilu seem binahama yatsa, because it's the same idea. Even if he would, that's like our first case. Even if he would have finished by mizonot, or it'd be. That's why I thought it's a mizonot, because that wouldn't apply by hamotzi. If you make hamotzi on a date, you're not yotze. If you make a mizonot on a date, I would apply right. On the second thing, right? That's okay, right? Hazanat olam. So nami yatsa my tamra de tamre nami mizin zayne. Because it gives you food, it gives you Zionist, it feeds you. Bottom line is the Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara does not reach a conclusion, because every argument can be pushed aside by a different argument if it's good. So we don't know. So in general, what do you do if you don't know? Safek brachot lahakel. We have a general rule. We never make extra brachot. So if you don't know whether you should make a bracha again, we don't make a bracha again. Okay. Amar Rav Bar Chinan Asava Mishmei De Rav Koshelo Amar Met Yatsi Shachrit Vemet Vemuna Barvit Lo Yatsi Yedei Chovato. What Chova? Whoever doesn't say Emet V'Yatsiv in the morning, God is true and straight and honest and Oya V'Yashar V'Av V'Neman, and Emet V'Emuna, night is a time of faith. It's a more pessimistic, so to say. Lo Yatsi Yedei Chovato. So probably he's not yotze. Well, we'll see in a second. Shenemar lagid baboker chastecha v'amunatcha balelot. In the morning you have to speak about the kindness of God, and at night the faith. It means probably you're not yotze totally the bracha, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema as Chachamim designed it. Chachamim designed Kriyat Shema to say it with the Birchot Kriyat Shema. And even though midoraita you'd be yotze with Shema, it's not without bracha. That's I said I think on Sunday night. Many we don't generally practice this, and I'm not saying you should practice this. I don't do this either. But the probably more halachic authorities are of the opinion if the minyan starts at 9 o'clock or whenever it starts, and you're going to miss Misof Sman Kriyat Shema. It's better to daven biyachidus. To say the bracha Kriyat Shema. Saying the brachot beforehand doesn't really work. As a matter of fact, it's here on the back of the Gemara. I have to look it up exactly, the place where Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah have an amazing chiddush. I don't think anybody, Rav Shachter does this. Friday night in the summer, what do? You come to shul, they make an early minyan. So every day announce in shul, don't forget to say Kriyat Shema. So Rav Shachter follows the view of Rabbeinu Yonah. I think that you only say Shmona Esrei in shul. At home, you say Shema with the brachot. None of us do that. But I believe Rav Shachter personally does that. He's, in other words, Allah is the Tamid, is, you know, Tefillah B'tzibur. In other words, you have to go to the early minyan in the bungalow colony where they're only making an early minyan. And they, even if they have a late minyan, you have kids at home, you don't want to eat at 10 o'clock at night. So you can go to the early minyan. So you go to the early minyan because, you know, Tefillah B'tzibur is more important, but Tefillah B'tzibur means only Shmona Esrei. And you have to say Shema over. So then you repeat the Shema. So you say Shema with the bracha. That actually may not be the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah say something else. Us who go home at night in the summer and say Shema. So we're supposed to make a bracha. Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Asher kidshanu mimitzvotav v'tzivanu al kriyat Shema. Why? Any mitzvah you make a bracha on. You always make a bracha. So why don't we ever make a bracha on Shema? Because Yotzer Or. And Ava Rabbah and Mariv Aravim. That's the Bircha Kriyat Shema. I'm saying Shema in the context of the brachot, so I don't have to make a bracha. But if I don't fulfill my mitzvah Shema when I said it at 7 o'clock in the summer. So when I go home and I say it at 9:30, so now I'm saying Shema totally independent. I'm not saying the bracha with it. So I have to make a bracha in the Shema. Again, nobody, I don't think anybody does that, but just an interesting idea. The Shema is supposed to say with the bracha, and therefore maybe it's better to daven home. I wouldn't recommend that to people, but if you're like, we're people who are really, you know, whatever, that's why in yeshivas they daven never to miss Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. But okay, we're relatively lucky. This, but really, the 8:45 switch does make it problematic a few weeks a year. Anyways, okay, it's neither here nor there. I mean, I guess it is. But Vamarava Barachina Sava Mishmei the Rav. Hamipala Kushu Korei Korei V'Baruch Ukisha, who's okay, so okay b'shem. You bow down at Baruch and you get up at not at God's name. Amar Shmuel, my Tama, the Rav Dichtiv, Hashem Zokev Kifufim. God raises. You can't be bent over when you say God's name. That's known. Meitve, Mifneshmi Nachat. Who? Mifneshmi Nachat, who? Michti Bishmi. Michti Bishmi, Mifneshmi. In other words, Michti Bishmi, Mifneshmi. It's because of my name. You buy down. So the Gemara wants, hold on for just give me a second. Yeah, no. It's saying when we should bow down. The pasuk is saying, "Mifnei Shmi Nachat Hu Michti." Right, so it's Bishmi. It's at my name. When you say my name, Mifnei Shmi Michti, before my name. In other words, maybe I should rise up as I'm saying God's name. The girl says, "No, Mifnei Shmi. Before you say God's name, you have to get on. It's Baruch Atah." And then you stand up in the Hashem. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem and stand up. Baruch Atah stand up and say, or lift up and say Hashem. It's also often a problem. Chazanim are in a hurry. People are in a hurry. They don't always, not always, you know, careful about that. Baruch Atah, then to stand up before you say God's name. Amar Le Shmuel Achia Bar Rab Bar Uryan. Tavei Melecha Milta Me'al Yata Damar Avucha. Come and tell me a nice thing, a beautiful thing that your father said. Hachi Amar Avucha, or I'll tell you a beautiful thing your father said. Hachi Amar Avucha, Avua de Shmuel is often mentioned in the Gemara, the father of Shmuel. He doesn't have a name. It's always referred to as the father of Shmuel, just like people are always referred to their son, you know. He's his son. Keshu Korei B'Baruch, Keshu goes, okay, it's okay, for shame. He gets up at God's name. Rav Sheshe Ki Kara Kara Ki Chizra Ki Zakif Gavsiv Ki Yuchya. When he bowed down like some kind of a bushel, some kind of a tree. Now, he went down, you know, very quickly, like he was pushed down. Ki kazakiv, when he got up, he like a snake. He lifts his head up slowly. In other words, bowing down to God, acknowledging that God is our master, we do very quickly. To stand up in the presence of God is very slowly. Again, most people don't know. Baruch atah, very quickly, baruch, and you slowly rise. That's what the Gemara is. That's what Rav Sheshet used to do. Okay. Rav Barchin and Asaba, the same, you know, have now a series of things he said. Mishmei the Rab, this is a well-known thing, but you'll see what the halach of the Gemara is. Or Kol HaShana Kula, all year, Adami Palel Ha'el HaKadosh. Melech Ha'etzak HaMishpat. Chutz Mi Asara Yimim Shemim Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim. And the 10 days of Aseret Yimei Tshuva, Mipalel HaMelech HaKodesh V'HaMelech HaMishpat. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, it's nice to say Hamelech HaKadosh, but you don't have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. If you forgot it, Ha'el HaKadosh is fine. Shenemar, Vayigva Hashem Tzvaot B'Mishpat, V'Ha'el HaKadosh, Nikdash B'Tzdaka. That's the bracha we say during Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah itself. Nikdash B'Tzdaka. So we say Ha'el HaKadosh. Eimat Vayigva Hashem Tzvaot. When is God lifted up, so to speak? In judgment, judging the world, Elu Aseret Yamim Meishmer Shana Yom Kippurim. Vekamar Ha'elak Kadosh, and the pasuk says Ha'elak Kadosh. You don't have to say Ha'elak Kadosh. It's nice to say it, but it's not the end of the world if you don't. My Haviyala. So what? Now what do you do? Like, which opinion they have to follow? What happens if you say Ha'elak Kadosh? I'm Rav Yosef Ha'elak Kadosh. Or what do you do? You should say Ha'elak Kadosh. Umelach Oevs Takom Mishpat. Rav Amar Ha'elach Kadosh. Umelach Oevs Ha'elach Mishpat. Which is what we do. In other words, Rav Yosef says we don't change it. We say Ha'el HaKadosh, HaMelech HaYitzchak HaMishpat. We obviously don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rava, which the Gemara says it. HaMelech HaKadosh. Tosfot points out, I'll just say the last line in Tosfot, the Ein Machzir Tomi Kolo Tamad Varim, the Lo Pasak B'Sefer B'Feirush Vevi Rayal Dvarav. Tosfot paskins, even if you forget HaMelech HaKadosh, you don't repeat the Shmon Esrei. I think everybody knows, everybody in this room, I think you're taught it from grade one on. The only one you have to repeat is HaMelech HaKadosh. By the way, Tosfot begins by saying, Bilchaz HaKvadei D'Rava, I should make it more powerful, Tzorach L'Kom HaMelech HaKadosh, V'im Lo Amar Machzir Oto. Tosfot says, both by Melech HaKadosh and by Melech HaMishpat, you have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. And V'chein Zachreinu Michamocha. V'chtov L'chaim V'sefer Chaim Machzir Oto Lo Amar. Tosfot, the first opinion in Tosfot, you don't say Zachreinu L'chaim, You have to repeat the Shmon Esrei. We assume not like this. Then at the end of Tosfot, he says, of course, in my opinion, you don't have to. But Tosfot sees all six as one unit. He doesn't divide the way we divide. HaMelech HaKadosh, you have to repeat it. And all the others, you don't. Okay. So just interesting. Mishmei Derav. See? Kosher Shar Lola Vakesh Rachamim Achave Rove No Mevakesh Nikrechote. So this is a powerful statement. I could ask for mercy on my friend, and I don't. I'm called the sinner. So what does that mean? Anybody can ask for mercy. Well, call Hayachol. Koshav Shar. So I don't. What do you mean? Someone is sick. He doesn't daven for him. So Nikrechote. So let's see. Gam Anochi Chalila Li Machtol Hashem Michtoli Palel Pachem. It's terrible. Chalila Li Machtol Hashem. I don't want to sin to God. If I don't pray for you, I'm sinning to God. It's a terrible thing. Somebody's in need. We make all our prayers in the plural. We don't just pray for ourselves. All our prayers are said in the plural. We pray for all the sick. But toch shar chole Yisrael. Everything we do is to incorporate other people. To just pray for yourself is not good. Amarava, im tamicha chamhu, tzarich sheyichla atzmo alav. In other words, if the person who's sick is a Torah scholar, you have to yourself get sick for him. In other words, you have to have an extra heart for him. Like an expression, you have to get sick for him. Of course, it's a play on words. Chola, chola. My taima, ilema mishum dichtiv. You want to say, v'ein chole michem alai, v'golet ozni, dilma. So if you want to say it's learned from Shlomo HaMelech, from Shaul HaMelech, I don't know that I can prove it, because a king is different. When a king can walk on his cover, a king, everybody's got to pray for. But maybe other people, it's a funny thing almost. Maybe other people is different. If you're a royal, royals want to move to Canada, the whole world goes crazy, they're not even where they're like, eighth in line to the throne, they're sixth in line to the throne, whatever he is. Okay. Dilma Melech Shani El Miachav Ani Bechalotam Levushi. I had in my dreams. Are there what does Rashi say? I'm sorry? For anybody, for everybody. Yeah. Bar Rabba Bar Khinana Sabi Mishmeid Rav Kolo said the Varivira Mitbayeshbo Mochlim Lo Akol Vonotav. If you do a sin and you're embarrassed, everybody sins, and you're embarrassed by the sin. All your sins are forgiven, not just the sin you did. You remembered, you were embarrassed, and there will be nobody to say anything bad about you from your to be embarrassed. That I atone for you everything you did. So God, you're embarrassed for what you did, you're granted forgiveness. So embarrassment works both ways. By the way, Rav Shechter also once told us, there are old nuschat in Tefillah, and every Rosh Chodesh, Chaim she'yesh bahem busha uchlima. Now we say Chaim she'ein bahem busha uchlima, that means to be embarrassed. But Chaim she'yesh bahem busha uchlima means to have shame, a sense of shame. This type of busha. In other words, busha has a positive aspect. That's what the Gemara is saying here. Okay, dil matzibur shani. So the Gemara says, well, we've already discussed. You can't. Maybe God forgives the tzibur. We may discuss that. The tzibur has higher rights and more demands on God. Maybe an individual, it's not. It won't work. Just because he's embarrassed, his sins won't all be forgiven. If the community as a community is ashamed and they change the way of the community, that will be forgiven, but maybe not an individual. So the word says, Shmuel says, why did you make me do all this? And he says, well, the Plishtim are fighting with me and God has left me. Hashem sar me alive alo anani. Od gam Biyat ha-Nevi'im, kam b'chalamot, v'achorecha lecha lehodieni, and I call you, what should I do? Ma'aseh, v'ilu arim v'tumim, lo kamar. In other words, so Shaul was he's invoking all these people to help him, but he doesn't invoke, he invokes the Nevi'im, he doesn't invoke urim v'tumim, warned by the high priest. Why not? Mishum de katli, the nor, ilanov ir kohanim, because he had killed, there was a, The people of the Nova is the city of Kohanim, and they gave David HaMelech food, and Shaul got really angry, and he wiped them out, and he killed the Novir Kohanim, but he was embarrassed. How can he go to people and ask? He wiped out their relatives. How can he go and ask them for help? So he didn't ask them. So he had a sense of shame for what he did. How do you know he was forgiven from heaven? Shenemar, Vayomer Shmuel Shaul, whatever, Machar Ata Ubanecha Imi. You will be with me. What does it mean, with me? It means not just physically, spiritually. Bamar of Yochanan Imi b'mechitzati. You'll be in the tent, in the walls of forgiveness. So it's an amazing thing. In other words, and that's, we always talk on Shiva, you have to mention the sin, you have to be sorry for the sin. But here the Gemara is really emphasizing you have to be embarrassed that sin, or shame that you sinned. You should be embarrassed. Today, sometimes people are very proud of when they sin. You know, they want to show, you know, they don't believe. Okay. For Rabbanan Reimei Mehacha, Rabbanan have a different source. V'huknum l'Hashem b'givat Shaul b'chir Hashem. I think this is when he was killed. Yatzta ba'kov amra b'chir Hashem. He's the chosen one of God. That his tshuva was accepted. We have a lot of that when people died. Abatko Kamar, even by Elisha ben Avuya, there's some discussion, maybe even by him, that when he died, there was tshuva. Amar Avavau, Ben Zutri, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Zveda, Bikshu Likvo Parshat Balak, Bikriyat Shema. Amazing. Parshat Balak, Bilam's praise of the Jew. We saw already a Sarah that he brought, no, they wanted to put it in Kriyat Shema. Remember, Kriyat Shema is three different, you know, chapters in the Chumash. Mivnei lo kavum, so you'll love this answer. Mishum Torah Tzibur, it's too long. Davening will be too long. You have to be very concerned. To say Bilam, Matov, you go nuts. Now, we put Matov at the beginning of the Siddur, I don't know when people say it, but it means the whole thing. Okay, my time, so why do you want to say it? Ilei Mishum Nechtiv El Motziyim Mitzrayim, because part of Kriyat Shema is that God took us out of Egypt, right? That's so Balak, Bilam also refers to God taking us out of Egypt. So I can say Parshat Balak. So the Gemara says, if that's the reason about Egypt, lema parshat ribid or parshat mishkalot. So you know, the Torah says, I'm not allowed to charge Egypt, to charge interest, because we were slaves in Egypt. And the Torah says, you have to have honest weights, because we were slaves in Egypt. We don't have time now to develop, but obviously the theme that the Egyptian business ethics were not what they should be, especially by the weights and measured. And the God, in other words, I took you out of Egypt, so you'll have honest mishkalot. That's how Rashi says it in Kedoshim. Almanakin. That's why I took you out of Egypt. It's an amazing Rashi. I took you out of Egypt, so your weights will be honest. Also, repeat, interest. The way we treat, we have to have love for another Jew, part of the family. You don't give it, don't charge interest to a friend. Obviously, we're not talking if a $5 million loan for a business venture. That's why the Heter Iska was developed. But even today, you give somebody needs a $5,000 loan to go to university or something for a year. It's a big mitzvah to give him. And of course, not to do a Heter Iska and not to charge interest. So if the whole purpose is to talk about Egypt, I don't need Balak, I don't need Shema, I don't need the tzitzis, I can talk about interest and mishkalot. That might be interesting if we said that every day. Maybe it would have an impact on us. Maybe it's maybe we should do that. No, I'm serious. The theme of Yitzhi Mitzrayim. Elam Rav Yossi Baravi Mishung Detribai Kra Kara V'Shachav Ka'ari U'Kilavi Yekimen. Like a lion, we roar in the service of God. V'Leima Haib Suka V'Tulo. So let's say that. So take that one great pasuk like we do in the morning. Matov Olacha. G'mirai Ko Parsha the Paskin Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinen. The Lo Paskin Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Paskin. This is an important principle. You can't just divide things in half. If you're going to say the whole thing, you say it or you don't say it. You can't take one pasuk out of a 10 pasuk spread. So it's either all a Parsha Balak or none a Parsha Balak. And Parsha Balak would have been a good idea. Would have been nice to say, but it would drive people crazy. It would add extra 2 minutes to davening and people wouldn't like that. I'm sorry? So it's all in one parsha. Oh, so you're saying it's the entire, you'd have to say the entire thing.
Except for the last little bit.
Okay, all right. So then it's a real tircha, the tzipora. It's very funny to point out, it's the entire parsha. Okay, not just the tempsukim. Okay, let's see if we can finish the Mishnah or try. Parshat Tzitzim Mivnei Makavua. So why is Parshat Tzitzim? The Shema Amar of Yehuda Bar Chaviva Mivnei Sheish Bachamishad Vrim. Five reasons, or five things. Mitzvat Tzitzit, Yitziat Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt, wearing tzitzit all mitzvot, to accept mitzvot, lamanti vatzitim akol mitzvotai, dat minim, lo tatur acharei levavchem, or we'll see, against the heretics, hir hur avira, and not to think about sinning, vihir hur avodah zara, not to go after idolatry. Bishlama hanitlat mefarshan. The first three, it's in the pasuk in the Chumash, all mitzvot, to askar tema kol mitzvot Hashem. We have to remind ourselves of all the mitzvot. Tzitzit, vasulam, and tzitzit. Yetziat mitzrayim, ani Hashem ertzay tziatchem. Al dat minim, where does it say anything about what the heretics say? Hurhur aveira, thinking about aveira, viruvuzer, menel, and where does that come from? The tenya acharei levavchem. What does it mean after your hearts? Zuminut. That's heresy. V'cheinu omer, more naval, heresy comes from the heart. Enolim acharei nechem, your eyes see, they see, and they want to sin. Ravira shenemar, v'yom rishu shenaviv, v'to kakli ki yi shara b'nai, tem zanim zehru ravada, v'cheinu omer v'yiznu acharei balim. Eyes lead to hirhu ravi ra, and the heart leads to minut. Okay, please God, we'll pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah. Okay, thank you.